I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. Those rising food prices you've noticed at the supermarket are not confined to the United States. They've been soaring around the world, but consumers in at least one country haven't been hit all that hard. Venezuelans have gotten help at the checkout counter from their government. President Hugo Chavez is using his country's ample oil revenues to subsidize food prices. But Chavez is also violating some basic laws of economics, and those laws tend to enforce themselves. Lauren Madelon sent us this report from Caracas. Yes.
Erasmus Palacio manages a Mercal, a state-run food store in a hillside barrio, a slum in Caracas. Palacio says that even though there were food shortages recently, the government stepped in and resolved the situation. The Chavez government has used record oil revenues to subsidize food. The oil money has tempered the suffering felt in other poor countries, even though Venezuela's central bank says food prices are up by more than 35%. The government runs 10,000 mercados and 13,000 mercalitos, smaller food stores, where the government has set prices for beef, chicken, sugar, rice, and cooking oil. But Gustavo Misle, a community leader in the barrio, says despite the government's mercal system, shortages do take place, hurting everyone, especially the poor. Misle says when it comes to food, the inflation here is a real problem. Venezuela's whole strategy, he says, has been of importing from Argentina, Brazil, and Cuba instead of producing food ourselves. The poor here have felt the impact more than anyone, he says. Misle points out that at least four family members have to earn at least the minimum wage, about $280 a month, to survive. Others criticize the Mercal as a temporary fix that may collapse if the price of oil falls. Private sector farmers say price fixing is forcing them to sell at a loss, while others have simply stopped production, leaving land fallow or giving up farming altogether. The government says the divide between it and food producers is a clash of ideologies. Chavez's food minister says the private farmers and food companies are only interested in profit, while the government wants to help as many people as possible. And in private grocery stores where prices are more expensive but also highly regulated, polls show that shoppers support the government.
You know, you have 10 people out of 20 who were the only ones able to buy all the chicken in the supermarket. Today we have 18 out of 20 who can do it, but the amount of chicken remains the same. So there's going to be a shortage.
Ava Gollinger is a Venezuelan-American lawyer and a Chavez advisor. She blames shortages on private food producers and distributors.
Sabotage. This is a strategy that here has been used over and over again, hoarding of products to somehow create a state of panic, a state of instability, chaos amongst the public so that they'll react somehow in a violent way against the government.
During the signing of a trade agreement on agriculture and energy with Brazilian President Lula da Silva on Friday, Chavez said the state is building a strategic reserve of food to avoid future shortages. And he said he hopes that trade will ease food shortages.
Seremos felices el día en que en Brasil, y yo agrego en Venezuela.
Chavez said, we'll be happy the day that all the people of Brazil and Venezuela will be able to eat breakfast, lunch, and supper, and that there'll be no hunger in the land. Still, even with shortages and double-digit inflation, analysts here, even those who oppose Chavez, say Venezuelans are not feeling the brunt of the world's food crisis. But critics predict Chavez's subsidies will wither if and when oil prices fall and domestic agriculture hasn't improved. For The World, I'm Lauren Madelon in Caracas.
You can see an illustrated version of Lauren's report at theworld.org.